burn it out, and they still do. My sister, she stayed in the hospital about nearly 2 months on account of an operation. Last year she had an operation, and she's diabetic. And mm-hmm. And I don't know whether it's carelessness on the hospital's part or whether it was just a diabetic condition, that sugar, no blood. Yeah, but she was long time. She was from May. She was operated on in early May, and she didn't heal up till in December, latter part of December.
That is a long time.
She had to continue to irrigate that thing with water, warm water and soap.
Mm-hmm.
About every 2 hours at first, and then she got to wear it about three times a day, and she got down to wear it two times a day. But she finally healed up.
What's a brown liquid medicine that stinks that people used to put on a cut?
Iodine.
And what's a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Quinine.
And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man.
Well, you'd all eat, all I can say, the doctor done all he could.
But if the man didn't live, you'd say he...
The man died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
No, I don't know if there's any other way to say he passed away or he succumbed to his wounds or... That's my sister now. Imagine.
Do you need to stop for now? Any crude ways of saying die? Are you joking?
Croaked.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
You say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he...
What caused his death?
Or what he died.
What he died from.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any old-fashioned names for cemetery?
Graveyard.
Okay.
It's still called a graveyard in lots of places.
And what they put the body in?
Coffin.
Any other name for coffin?
Pine box, they used to call it.
And?
That's all I can tell you.
You say
casket is the right name for it.
Is that just a recent name? Or?
No, casket has probably been used ever since they had the fire called the pine box, but then up in the more populated areas they would call it a casket or coffin. Coffin was, I imagine, the first name for it back in hundreds of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the pine box was out western part of the country, they'd put them in a pine box. And that's weird, and that's what they would be. They'd go get out there and nail up some boards, and out, of course, when they're out in the traveling around, well, they just wrapped them up in a bed sheet or something and buried them out there wherever they died.
Because
there wasn't no, unless they died in a little town or something.
Mm-hmm. You say after he died, everybody went to the
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
And say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you say, oh,
I feel fair.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that?
Well, that's, everybody calls it rheumatism or arthritis.
Is that the same?
I imagine it's about the same. I don't know. They just got the name arthritis going pretty good in the last 50 years, 45 years.